Is your debt causing you sleepless nights? Knock your debt out with DebtKO. And your debt won't be the only thing keeping you up at night. DebtKO, free, impartial advice on all your debt.
Ransom Man, if IFL TV in association with MTK Global with my man Johnny Nelson. Johnny, he was there last night. Usyk, Chisora, they say this guy is going to take over the heavyweight division. We saw Chisora there putting a gallant effort. Well, how did you assess, firstly, Usyk's performance?
So I've been a massive supporter of and fan of Usyk, even from before he boxed Tony Bellew from the day I saw him with Vladimir Klitschko. I said, that guy's the heir apparent, that guy, his journey's going through. He had a couple of fights that made me think, does he not realise how good he is? He boxed well within himself. So or maybe my expectations were too high. I think technically he's better than most heavyweights out there, if not all of them. I think size-wise, I think we last night showed me that Derek's a tough guy. Past his best, he's a tough guy. And Derek surprised me with the success he had with Usyk. So that told me that it showed me how this guy's beatable. Derek showed me how he's beatable. So now he stepped to the heavyweight. Usyk has to not just deal with guys that can haul a shot, they can give a shot, and they have the weight to walk him down and push him off. So while he's in a position, he'll be using his feet, good footwork, good movement and everything. I get that. That's my school. That's where we're from. But he's a cruiserweight stepping up to heavyweight. So that works for him now. Can he do that if he amasses more weight because he gets harder? Remember, Ali was more fleet-footed and he boxed when he was around 15 stone up to probably 17, maybe 17 stone, if that. He got heavy in that, he was more flat-footed. So if his strength is his footwork and his movement, then eventually you're going to have to step around the ring instead of trying to dance around the ring. Can you get away with that with the heavyweights, I mean, our elite that are out there? No, you can't. And Derek showed, you know what, if I'm the gatekeeper, you've got to get through me. Look what I just did. So what's going to happen when you come up against those boys that are going to proper put it on you? Now, I'm not discrediting Usyk because Usyk's a brilliant fighter compared to what's around. But he's beatable. And I the second I saw Lomachenko lose, I thought, I know exactly how to beat Usyk. And I'll tell you, I actually thought, and people ask me, Made, what would you have done if you'd have boxed him, would you have beaten him? Yeah, I don't give a shit if people don't believe it. Yeah, I would have done. Because I totally get what he's doing. I totally get he's not awkward, he's unorthodox. I totally get everything. But now he stepped up to heavyweight. Derek, enough respect to Derek, because he did a lot better than what I thought. I thought he'd get turned over. And my man switched out, Paul. And Derek did so well. I was so proud of him. And I was so happy. I actually, even though I said, I think Usyk can either stop him late or beat him on points, I was hoping this is the only time I pray to God I'm wrong. Because Derek, he's put the war in, he's put the work in. And if one man deserved it, it was him. But, you know, cars fell to how they fell. Usyk was just had too much movement on him. His introduction to the heavyweights is not going to be as sweet and as smooth as it was in the cruiserweights. So welcome to the big boy pack. And I think the decision was right. Fair dues. I think some of the round scoring was stupid. I thought Derek won the first two rounds. Obvious to me. I know Tony and Dave Caldwell and Cole, they thought he won or if not a draw. Nah, they don't. They were listening to their hearts more than what they actually saw with their eyes. And some of Usyk's camp actually thought it was a draw. And so we could always buy into that, say even they thought that, listen, be honest, do you believe me or your lying eyes? Be honest with what you see. And so I'm quite sure when Derek, David Hay, Tony Bellew, Dave Caldwell, they all see that really look at the fight and think, yeah, 81. But you, Derek, you got to give him props. And I was so proud of him. I said, whatever he's doing with David Hay, he needs to keep doing it because he's bought himself another 2 years. And I thought after Derek, you know what, you've probably got one good fight left in you, you know, for a good payday. But Derek's put himself a good 2 years. And I was proud of how he dealt with it.
John, just moving on. Yesterday, I'm sure you saw the video Deontay Wilder posted on Instagram.
I saw it whilst I was doing the show. I thought, just tell me this, brother. After all this time, nobody's heard nothing. After all this time, then all of a sudden, Tyson Fury decides to stop waiting and playing your party, dancing your dance, waiting for you to play DJ. And he said, right, go out. I'm going to go dance with somebody else. Now you want to make noise. You're not a man of your word, blah, blah, blah. So why don't you pick up the phone and phone him and let him know what was going on? What is it? Who do you think you are? You can talk about the king is back, king this, that. You ain't the king anymore. And this man's ego has really taken off. And it still has landed. Now, what he said on that, if it was to create debate, to get people talking about him, wicked job. But if you really believed in that bullshit he was saying, then you've got a problem. He's talking about, I don't know if he referred to the referee with his crab in the bucket mentality, sacking his trainer, Mark Breland. Are you mad? That tells me how gassed you are. What are you thinking? And it's not until he's my age and he'll look back and think, you know what? You know, Mark was doing a great job with me. You know, I don't know what arguments he had up behind the closed doors. So that might be bad. But what I see, he's classing Mark Breland as a traitor or whatever for pulling him out of the fight. He saved his life. Because he could have catched a living beating where he was flat on his face. And there's no excuse for that. So let's go down to the glove situation. So he's talking about Ricky Hatton pulling the glove, so your knuckle was here and you dented my head, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. I hear that. I saw what I saw. So and that's his argument. Because he's saying, I can't understand why you managed to do what you did. How you hit me. You must have cheated. You must have had something. I understand his argument because in his head, he can't understand somebody doing that to him because he's always been the person that's done it. So now he's had a piece of his own medicine. And I'm not saying, I am not accusing him of the same accusation he's accused Tyson Fury of. What I'm saying is, let's look back on the course of events. First fight, a draw, and that was a 60% Tyson Fury. He got a draw with you. The second fight, he gave you a beating. So that's still not acceptable. No, your gloves, you must have done the blah, 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 whatever. You know, so say for, and I saw the glove where sometimes when it hit me, the glove was open. So he's basically saying, Tyson, close his fist in the glove. The glove was there. I'm punching there. I used to box. And many boxers know you can't get to that point where the glove's there and your fist is there and you're punching with it. You can't do that. You could punch with that, or you might be able to get that with the inside of your glove. I've seen that done enough times. I'm not saying it's legal, but don't, what you're saying, his fist was like that. He had something in his hand. You know, so that was a glove. Nah, I'm not having it. He probably bitch slapped him, boom, like that, with the palm of hand like that. But I thought, I'm probably disappointed. If Deontay really believes in what he said, I'm disappointed. If he doesn't believe in what he said and it's to put himself back in the mix, then I get it. Genius move. Get everybody talking about you again. And I don't know if he was interviewed. He looks like he did it himself on his phone. I want to see the first person that gets an interview with Deontay Wilder. I want to hear what this...
He's done one already.
Right, and who did interview?
He did with a company called 78 Sports TV. He's also gone into more detail, and he said, my water was spiked, as if I took like a muscle relaxer or something like that. And he says he believes Mark
Briggs. Listen.
He says Mark Briggs.
Conversation done. It's done. Conversation done. You've just lost me right there. You've lost me right there. I don't even know what the interview was. I don't even know. You're telling me this now. So if this interview asked him this, I wonder if was a boxing interview? Did he know I spoke? Did he know what questions he asked? Or was it some kid off the street that said, I've got a chance to ask questions today on 2 hours and not call him out on bullshit? You know, it's just, come on.
But Johnny, we look back now. We first heard it was a costume. We then heard it was a bicep injury. We then hear that his...
So this is what I'm saying to you. So any interview of theirs of a sort that I've got anything about him, we'll pull him up on all these things. We heard this, we heard that, we heard this, we heard that. Let him confirm or deny it. Let him say, not an idiot said that, my boy said that. Oh yeah, that was the case. So, but whoever you engineer to interview, if he engineered and doctored whoever's interviewing him to ask Sony certain questions, then I might as well have done it myself. Yeah, I might as well put my own phone in the face. Yeah, I'm going to ask that, like that. He's going to have to eventually be held to account for what has been said in the past. And so far, what he's doing is he's putting something out and he's getting us all talking. But is he going to get the respect back of business-wise? Is he going to get the respect back in the business with the excuses coming out with? No, because even that little bit, I haven't even seen the interview. I ain't even know I've done one yet. I've got to see it because I just think I can predict. I can predict, even though I've not seen it, I can predict the interviewer didn't ask after questions. Even though a couple of those weren't bicep, this, that, and the other. I bet he didn't ask after questions. I just think, oh, Deontay, man. Oh, but you know what? You're keeping yourself in the mix. Good on you. And it sounds like I don't like the guy. I like the guy. But if you're talking shit, I'm going to call you out on your bullshit. You understand it? And that's how it is, because if I buy into it, that means you're saying, listen, do what I say, not what I do. You know what I mean? It's just, I just thought, come on. No. No, that's it. And I don't know what's happened behind closed doors with Mark Breland. I don't know. But to me, Mark Breland was the most experienced person of our sport, of being a technician, of a fighter, that I could see in that corner. And he was trying to make, and I'm quite sure it's taking time, and he's been trying to work with Deontay to make him into a more polished boxer, because technically, I won't put him in the top 10. I put him number one for being able to punch, but when it comes to boxing ability, so therefore, Mark's the one that's tightening him up, getting him putting him right. But begs belief, it's like watching a movie, man.
Where does he go from here, Johnny? Eddie did an interview with Coogan yesterday, and Eddie said, listen, we're focused on Pulev. Once we get rid of Pulev and Fury wins his fight on 5th of December, we're going to have two fights with Tyson Fury. He's not going to get a shot till the earliest 2022.
Deontay Wilder is now in the Who Needs Him club. And that's a horrible club to be in, because I was in it. No, nobody wanted me because I was boring. Nobody wants Deontay Wilder because he's dangerous. So if you don't have to fight him, you won't fight him. End of. Unless you're getting paid a ridiculous amount, I'll take the money. You know what I mean? So he's in the Who Needs Him club. And he's put himself in a position where he's given everybody an excuse to ignore him. Whereas before, he was in a position where people couldn't ignore him. They had to deal with him. He earned his position. Now he's put himself in a position where he's given everybody an excuse to ignore him. Yeah, whatever. You blew that. He can't blame anybody else but himself.
Okay, Johnny, thank you so much, my man. I appreciate you just got back in from London, my town.
And it's my daughter's birthday. I know your son's Bex, because you're using all the internet juice. My daughter's birthday. They're pulling me over there too, so it's dinner time as well. But listen, Derek, respect due to you. You did a lot better than I expected. And So good on him. Nice one.
Johnny Nelson for IFL TV. Thank you very much.
Blip! Nice.
Is your debt causing you sleepless nights? Knock your debt out with Debt KO. And your debt won't be the only thing keeping you up at night. Debt KO, free, impartial advice on all your debt.